For it is well secure by the Saviour's arm. On the cables passed from his heart to mine, can defy the blast through strength divine. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let us stand as Brother Billy comes.
For a word of prayer before we read the word. Father God, we thank you this evening that we can come into this house, Lord. And oh God, that we have freedom this evening to open thy word and to read thy word. And Lord, we just pray that the Holy Ghost will come this evening now, and you'll quicken the word to our hearts. God, you'll not let anything said that should be said, shouldn't be said. But Lord, the things that should be said, we pray, God, you'll quicken it till our hearts this evening. Bring those things to my remembrance this evening, Father. And grant me wisdom, Lord, to speak the truth in thy name. Father, we pray this evening, God, that you'll undertake. We bind every work of the enemy this evening in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray, God, for that quickening power. For we ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus we pray. Amen. I want to turn to Revelation. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes. Revelation. I want to go tell the Lord. Revelation. Revelations. I want to go to Revelations chapter 3 and the verse 14. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's a great hymn we're singing this evening there. We have an anchor that keeps the soul. I know it very well. I used to sing it every Sunday evening in Donaghcloney Orange Hall. Ian Paisley come to Donaghcloney Orange Hall in early times. And he come, and if you hadn't been there shortly after 1 o'clock, you wouldn't have got a seat in Orange Hall. It was packed out. 3 o'clock, the meeting started up. And I tell you, I suppose that Ian Paisley probably, well, I don't think I'd be wrong, maybe I'd say, maybe one of the best preachers ever was in Northern Ireland. And a good strong voice for preaching, a good strong voice. He didn't maybe always sing in key, a bit like myself, that way. But I tell you something, he got sung. You'd hear him out on the street. And you know, there were some great times, some mighty times. But you see the way the enemy can get in right down through the ages. Yes. All through the ages, the enemy has fought the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's fought the true believers of the Lord in a subtle and way. And this evening, your enemies, the devil, and his cohorts, that's the enemies of the gospel. And don't you think today that there's no enemies this planet. And let me tell you this evening now that there's many angels of light in the pulpits declaring to have the word of the Lord, but to turn you really away from the real truth of God's word that has come at this hour. We live in serious times. But thank God, God's still in control. God's on the throne this evening. Amen. Let me read you this here. Revelations in chapter 3 and the 14th verse, he says, "And unto the angel of the church of Laodicea write these things, saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Verse 15 says, I know the works that there are neither cold nor hot. I would that they were cold or hot. So because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable, poor, blind and naked. Verse 18 says, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that thy shame and thy nakedness do not appear. Anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as thou love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. Verse 20 says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him, and he with me. Says to him that overcometh, I will grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and sat down with the Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. You may be seated. We know that God allowed his blessing to his reign. You know, the things that are today, in this age in which we live, you know, in the early times when the angel of the Lord came to Brother Branham and appeared to Brother Branham and commissioned Brother Branham, when that angel commissioned him, just I think it was before it, or just maybe before it, or after it, but I think maybe it's just before it, that God established Israel again as a nation. And Israel became a nation. Now I remember the Six-Day War, and God did some mighty miracles for Israel in the Six-Day War. And God hath been doing miracles for Israel from way back. And whenever he brought them into their homeland and established them as a nation, someone said one time, if you wanted to know the time on the prophetic calendar, you were to look at the Jews. And you know, God has gathered the Jews out of every nation because, you know, God sent a messenger. And the messenger that he sent was John the Baptist. And John the Baptist's message forerun the coming of the Lord Jesus. And John the Baptist's message pointed you to the Lord Jesus. For he said one day while he was standing with his disciples, he said to them, Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Now what did they do to John the Baptist? They rejected him. They killed him. They took his head off. But you know, John the Baptist sent some of his disciples to Jesus to ask him, was he the one? And Jesus sent them back with a message to John. He says, the blind see, the lame walk, the dead are raised, and the poor have the gospel preached to them freely. And you know, after this, John was content. But you know how he was put in prison. And when Jesus came forth, when Jesus come on the scene, preaching on the scene, he preached, he healed the sick, he raised the dead, he cleansed the lepers. And when he done all these things, the Jews rose up against him. And you know that how that they crucified him. But God raised him. Peter says, God raised him on the third day. You know, Peter's message in Acts is not a very long message. It's a short message, but boy, it's a good one.
Amen.
And you know, that was the true gospel. Do you think Peter would have had another gospel than that Jesus had given? That was the gospel that Peter preached.
Yes.
And Peter said, the promise is unto you and to your children, to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
Amen.
So there's a promise of salvation to you. But we know that God turned from the Jews to the Gentiles. Why? Because the Jews, they judged themselves unworthy of the gospel. And they crucified the Prince of Life.
Yes.
They crucified the Lord. They desired a murderer instead.
Right.
And they got a murderer. And the man that betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ went out and he hanged himself. The Bible says that he might go to his place. The psalmist David prophesied of him before. He said, let another take his bishop. He said, this man fallen headlong on his bowels, busting out in the air. And they said that he fell from it by transgression that he might go to his place. Now you get these coming right on down through. You get Paul. Paul is a Jew. And he was brought up in the city of Tarsus. And he had Roman citizenship. And some of the historians write and say that he probably come from a well-to-do family. But there's one thing that we know from the Bible. He was a very well-educated man. And when he stood up to give the testimony of Christ and how he met him on the Damascus Road, he says, as touching zeal, he says, I was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He said, I studied under the greatest teacher in the land of that time, under a man called Gamaliel. And he says, I was a Pharisee of the Pharisee, and as touching zeal, he says, I persecuted the church, even hauling them unto death. But you know, he went with a commission from the high priest. And when he went from the commission of the high priest, we know that while he journeyed on the Damascus Road, that the pillar of fire appeared to him. Why, that was some experience, wasn't it? And you know, we have no records of men, probably people maybe did see the pillar of fire, but we have no records until modern times till we come up to the time of Brother Branham. And then we have a record of a pillar of fire appearing where Brother Branham had his photo taken with a pillar of fire over him. Now, I don't want you to misunderstand me tonight, and if this is taped, if someone gets this tape, I don't want you to be saying that this man's preaching a man to you. I'm not preaching a man to you, but I'm giving God's prophet his rightful praise. I'm the messenger to the Laodicean church age. Now this message is to do one thing. This message is to hew out a bride. That's what it's for. And outside of it, there's no bride hewed out. Outside of this is the foolish virgin. Now people might say, oh boy, that's not right. But now why did God send a prophet? God says that he hewed them by the prophets. And not only did God speak by the prophets, he spoke in this last age by his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he sent them to hear the message. Now, how many of these men today that stand in pulpits have rejected this message? A great few of them have rejected it. And a great few of them want nothing to do with it. Even some of them altered the tapes, Brother Branham's tapes. They altered them, you know. And they altered them and they said that Brother Branham said that Oral Roberts and Billy Graham were in Sodom. And they cut it off at that and they said he was a false prophet. But we know that he wasn't a false prophet. We know that he was God's messenger to the Laodicean church heads. He was God's vindicated prophet. And now the thing about it is this, when they said that Brother Branham said that they were the messengers to Sodom. That's what they were. They weren't in Sodom. They were the messengers to Sodom. And they went down. The angels went down to bring them out of it. But then they want to come out of it. And you see now, I don't want to be sound controversial or name names this evening here. But you know in this country they made a pact with murderers. And the Bible says what concord hath Baal, hath Christ with Baal, and what concord hath light with darkness. There's no good coming out of it. No, the Bible says you're not to be unequally yoked.
Amen.
It tells you that. And if you hear a man standing up and he'll say, oh, Brother Branham was wrong, then you know for sure that man's wrong. Now, Brian Bonham might have talked ordinary things like you and me, and different things like that there. But when that man said, "Thus saith the Lord," that was right. That was thus saith the Lord. Now, we could come in here and we could have a gift among us, like a gift of prophecy. And you know what the Bible says about our gift? It's easier to judge it. Might be wrong now and then. Might be our own thinking now and then. But it wasn't his own thinking. He was born a prophet just like Jeremiah was a prophet. Just like Samuel was a prophet. He came for that purpose. He came for that purpose to be manifest in this last day. And it was the message that was to forerun the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, when God gave him the visions, he gave him seven visions. And you know, Brother Brown tells you them seven visions, you can read about them, you can go to the seven churches, and you can go to the seven seals, and you can read books, you can read different books, and you can read about them. And I'll tell you a good book to read, if you haven't read it, a good message to read, is Recognizing Your Day on This Message. It's a powerful, good message. Another good one is Daniel's 70th weeks. And it'll explain to you, Daniel, and count up the times and the seasons to show you of Daniel's 70th weeks. But you know, today you hear people that say, "I wouldn't believe that." But I've heard men say things that they, a man told them that the Lord come and said this to him and said something else to him. And they actually believe it. Now, I'm not going to go names or say what was said. But they actually believe it. And if you think about it for a while, it's just nonsense. And you know, you could have a word. You could have a word, but it says, you know, Paul said all may prophesy.
Yes.
Not one, all may prophesy. And he said, you could all speak with tongues, but he said, let it be done by two or three at the most. But he said, if one come in amongst you and the secrets of his hearts will be revealed, will he not fall down and report to you that God is in the of a truth?
Yes.
You think of it how it was. God proved that ministry. He vindicated that ministry. Just like he vindicated Paul's ministry. But right down through ages, you've got someone along coming in and say, "Oh no, he didn't mean that. He meant this." Someone else goes, "Oh no, this means something else." Let me tell you this evening, don't you take any interpretations of this tells you what's mean. If you want to know anything about God's message and God's prophet, you go to the message of that prophet preached. And you study on them things and you look on them things and you take your Bible and you study, because I'm going to tell you something this evening. A lot of people are going to be dependent on a broken stick.
Right.
A lot of people are going to think that some of these things is going to take them in. Not all that saith unto him, "Lord, Lord," the foolish virgins, what did they do? The foolish virgins all slumbered and slept. The whole lot slept. The whole 10 virgins slept. But at the midnight prayer, there was a voice went forth, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh." They all rose and went out for to meet him. But five were wise that had oil, but the other five only took what oil was in their lamps, and while they went, their lamps went out. Brother Branham said, when the bride's gone, they'll read the message then, and they'll realize that they're too late. But you say, "Oh, brother, you know, Brother Brown said that where he preached, he said, if everybody that come from our places would talk out, he said, he'd only have a handful. He'd only be piecing till a handful of the people that lived in his own area. He said, I'd only have a handful. He said, the whole congregation was made from people from all over America that come for to hear and come for to see the things that were done and hear the word that was preached. And you know, as it come down into the 60s, as it come down to 64 and all, Brother Branham began to say more things and teach more doctrine than ever he had to. I met men and they said, "Oh no, he was wrong. He wasn't right. He went bodily off in doctrine before he died." I met Pentecostal men who told me that. I met them. I heard them. I heard some of the things they said. I talked one day with one man. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. You might laugh at me. Or you might think it's not true. But after I had done talking with him, I was grieved. I had started to talk to him. I come away grieved in my spirit. That I had even spoke to him of these things. And you know, you start off in the Bible and start off in Genesis. And you too, in Genesis, you have one sacrifice that God accepts. And you have another one that he doesn't accept. Is that right or wrong? He accepted, he didn't accept Cain's sacrifice. What did he bring? He brought the fruit of the field. You might have thought it was all right, but it was no good for redemption. There had to be bloodshed.
Yes.
And Brother Branham said justification is in three works. He said Luther come with justification, Wesley come with sanctification, Pentecost, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now you take these things right down through, it has been in two, one right, one wrong. And you take two boys came out of the same womb. One was right and one was wrong. Esau sold his birthright. Jacob, was it you that looked about going by, so maybe looking at people and judging on morals or judging on stuff like that, you might have said that Esau was the more righteous man. Mm-hmm. And you might have said that Jacob schemed with his mother for to get the blessing. But Jacob was appointed, he was foreordained to that blessing, so the blessing was his no matter what. And God gave it to him. Mm-hmm. You know something? He held on to God. Sometimes you're praying for something and maybe you do your best and the enemy will come along. It's the enemy that distracts your mind and say, oh God, he's not going to answer you. He's not going to hear you. Oh, he does it with me. I'm sure he does it with you. He does it with everybody. When one man said something on the platform to Brother Branham and Brother Branham said back to him, what do you think he's doing to me? He's a liar. He's a father of lies. There's no truth in him. He abode not in the truth in the beginning. He was such a nice fellow in the beginning. He thought he'd raise up higher than God, and God said, no, I'll bring you down to hell. Mm-hmm. And that's where he brought him down from. Down to hell. But you know, they come forth two out of the womb. Two. There's two gospels in this day and age in which we live. There's one that's the true gospel, and there's another one that's a false one. It sounds very good. It sounds almost like the true one. And you know, it's so close to it. There's two spirits working in the world today. And that's one to good and one to evil. Yeah. And we know who that the chapter of it is to evil. What did Satan say to Jesus when he took him up to tempt him? He said, you jump down because it's written in the Bible that he gave the angels charge over thee, lest you dash your foot against the stone. What else did he say to him? He said, you're hungry, aren't you? Fasted for 40 days. He said, you're hungry. He says, if you're the Son of God, you turn them stones into bread. Oh, well, you prayed, but did God answer you? No, he didn't answer you. What are you doing now? I'll tell him what I'll do now. I'll pray again.
Yes, I will.
I'll believe him. The Hebrew children had the right spirit about them. He said, where he will or where he want, we'll believe him anyhow. Where he will or where he want. But you know, you've got to have the Word of God in you. You've got to study the Word of God, read the Word of God, and seek God and pray and call unto God. He said, now's the time to break up your fallow ground. Now's the time to seek the Lord.
Yeah.
Call upon the Lord while he is near. That's what the Bible says. Let the wicked man forsake his way, the unrighteous man his thoughts, and turn to God. And he says he'll abundantly pardon you. Know the great thing about it? He says it's without price. Know what he said? He said, come without money.
Amen.
Come, it's free. Hallelujah. It wasn't free, but it's free to me and you. But a great price was paid for it. It was paid for it at the place called Calvary. Just like Gary quoted this morning with a wee poem said, what news? What's the news? What's the news? And he said, I've got good news to tell, for he hath done all things well. He's conquered both death and hell.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Boy, it was something. Just thinking this evening there, you know, as Mark this morning talked about the bells, you know, there's a wee song about that too. It says, there's a land beyond the shining river that they call the sweet forever. Says we shall only reach the shores by fifth decree, there to dwell with all the immortals when they ring the golden bells for you and me. Says, can't you hear those bells now ringing? 'Tis a glory, hallelujah, jubilee. When they ring the golden bells for me and you.
Yes.
I tell you this evening, there was a bell rung at Calvary.
Yes.
That rocketed into hell.
Yes.
That busted the bars asunder.
Yes.
And tore them apart. That opened the gates and the doors of heaven, that the Lord of glory could come in.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, who is the Lord of glory?
Yes.
He's the Lord, mighty in battle.
Yes.
The Lord of hosts is his name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The psalmist said, save us, O Lord. And we shall be saved.
Amen.
He said, O God of hosts save us, and we shall be saved. Yes. Jeremiah said, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. He's in the business of saving this evening. You don't need some stinking old priest that has molested somebody for to come around and tell you that he sprinkled a drop of holy water on you, that the Pope sent him, and not say what they put in it, but however that he sent it, tell him and sprinkle you to forgive you your sins. All you need was done at the place called Calvary. There's no need of any more sacrifice. Once and for all, that sacrifice was complete. Once and for all, it answered the judgment of God. Once and for all, hallelujah! Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Right down through the ages of that. Right down through it came. Right down till they come till John's on the Isle of Patmos. Hallelujah. And he says, I was in the Spirit in that day. And he said, I heard a voice behind me speaking unto me. Says, as the voice of thunder, as the voice of many waters. Hallelujah. What did he say to them? He said, I am the faithful and true witness. Hallelujah. He says, I am the first begotten from the dead. He says, I am he that was dead. Behold, I am alive and alive forevermore. Hallelujah. He says, I've got the keys of hell and death.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's a mighty conqueror. Yes. Him writer said, behold him in plain view.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We can see him this evening. The lover of my soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The God that doeth wondrous things. Why did he say, cast your burden upon me, for I careth for you? Hallelujah. He says, take unto me my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. He said, I'm come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. Don't be sorrowful this evening. Amen. Be rejoicing in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Right.
God's the quickener. He's the life giver. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me say to you this evening, God's going to answer you.
Glory.
God's going to bless you. God's going to make provision for you. Hallelujah. So the way hymn writer said, it's no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you.
Amen.
This Bible's full of the testimonies of what he's done in a day gone by.
Yes.
Not only is it full of it, but it's tells of the days that are coming ahead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right down. So they took it, they changed the laws. He changed the laws, the titles. He took all of them, the titles. All the bishops of Rome and all that stuff that they have. He says he's the pontiff. That's the chief bishop. He's the pontiff. That's the king of Rome. That's what the Caesar was called. He was called the pontiff. And he had a college of pontiffs with one chief pontiff. And the Catholic Church had the college of guardians with one main man. What did they say? What did he say? He says he's instead of God. Instead of God. That's why England wants to come out of the common market. They don't want to come out. It's my day or no day. Now let me say this evening now. The common market is the Antichrist system.
Right.
And they're under the Antichrist. They're under the jackboot of Rome.
100%.
And I want to say this evening now. God's prophet prophesied of this. You know, when he come out and them beasts, when they told them beasts, he said there would be a moral decay amongst women. And he said that women would begin to take over them the dress of men. They would begin to cut their hair. He says they would begin to take men's places, and he said one of the things was the vote. They shouldn't have been voting. Now some people might say that's an awful thing to say, but I want to say to you what a prophet said. I believe what he said. Now listen, I'm not scolding any ladies. Don't misunderstand me this evening. I want you just to bear witness with me this evening and bear with me for a wee while. If you don't want it, it's no harm done with me or you. I not make any difference in you. But I'll tell you something, you need to follow every word of God. The Bible says that God give the Holy Ghost to them that what? Obey him.
Amen.
Now they've done all these things. He started to do all these things. And he said someday they'll elect their own man as president. They elected Canada. And they might elect an R when we don't know. But you hear these talking about this present that's there now. Well, now, I don't know all about him or a whole lot about him, but I know this about him. I know that God put him there for the simple reason because he's helping the Jews. And that's why he's there. Now, Cyrus wasn't a Jew. But God took him and put him in the position that he was in because he helped the Jews. Now, if they tell you, this man, if you, how you'll know if he's going to get in again to office again for a run for an hour time, if they tell you he's not getting in, if they're on him and he's not getting in, then you can be sure he will get in. That's how you know. Now, I'm not prophesying, I'm just saying, you know, a man said one time, he said, it's wonderful, he said, way history works. He says sometimes history repeats itself. And I remember reading that in a magazine. I just can't remember the name of the magazine. But this man wrote an article in this magazine. And he wrote about the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. And when he wrote about the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, he wrote that he was assassinated in 1863. I think that's right. I think that's right. 1863. He wrote that his advisor was called Kennedy. And he advised him that he went to see a play in a theater. And his advisor Kennedy advised him not to go to the theater, for it might be dangerous for him. And he said he'd wait till they're all in and then he would slip in, which he did do. But he would know that a man called Booth shot him in the theater, and I think where he died that evening or the next day, but we know he died because he was shot. Now the man that succeeded Kennedy was Paul Johnson. He was the vice president. He was the man who was sworn in as president in 1863. Now this man wrote an article, and he wrote in this article, and he said in this article, now this could have been 1961 or 62 that I read this, and this man said that if history repeated itself, probably the president that is now shall die in office or be assassinated. And the president at that time was Kennedy. So Kennedy went to Dallas. And Kennedy's advisor was a woman. And her name was Lincoln. And she advised Kennedy not to ride in an open-top car, for she said it wouldn't be safe, someone might shoot at you. But he went ahead and he rid in the car, and we know he was assassinated riding in that car. And we know that the man that succeeded him was a man called Johnson. Lyndon Johnson succeeded Kennedy. So history repeated itself. So you see, it's not a strange thing, but there's one thing that's stranger. The truth is stranger from fiction. So the day and hour that we're living in, they want to say, now, not to sound on a political note, but let me say this to you this evening. Theresa May's idea is to stay in what she calls the customs union. You'll still have the same trading things. You'll still have the same laws. The European laws will be our laws. You'll only be out of it by name, but you'll not really be out of it. You'll still be colluding with the gentleman himself. Right. Now, the people didn't vote for that. They voted to come completely out of it. Out of the Antichrist system. I said to a well-educated fellow one day, I said, you know, the measurements are wrong. They're not right to run out. Oh, he said, that's nonsense. I said, there's money, Antichrist money, the bridge builder on. Who said he's the bridge builder? The gentleman said he was a bridge builder. Is he a gentleman? But that's besides the point. Who said, don't go to Jesus, come to me?
That's right.
Who said the crucifixion was a mistake? It didn't have to be.
Antichrist.
Who said it? You know who said it as well as me.
Yeah.
Now how could it be? It had to be the shedding of blood.
Right.
because of what took place in the garden.
Amen.
That link was broken. That's why man can do the badness he can do. That crutch of the animals there. Lie, tell, steal, kill, murder. Who was the first murderer? Cain. Why? Because he was off the wicked one. He wasn't off Adam.
Right.
Oh, I wouldn't believe that. You know, a man said to me, well, that's an awful thing to teach children. Well, let me tell you something, there's a lot more things in the Bible than that. That make your hair stand in your head if you heard them told to you from a pulpit.
Right.
But as we have a mixed group in here and we have children in here and we just can't say everything, maybe to make things plain. But that you'll have to read between the lines. But you know, they worship Baal poor and they still worship him.
Right.
And Balaam. Balaam worshipped Baal poor. That's who he worshipped. And the king heard him for to curse him, and he couldn't curse him because he blessed him. And he couldn't curse him because God didn't let him curse him. But there was Joshua's group, they took the head off him. That's what happened to him, they beheaded him. Just like this morning, Mark mentioned about the strange fire. You know, whenever the strange fire, you know, Aaron and them couldn't put their hands on them. They don't lift them or carry them out. At least the Lord smite them. And they weren't even to weep for them. And that was his sons. Because you see the thing it was. Do you think God does never change his mind about his word? Now, we're not under the Old Testament. We know that. I understand it very well. We're under grace and grace alone. If it wasn't for grace, I wouldn't be here. If it wasn't for the mercy and the grace of God, I couldn't stand here tonight. But it's God's mercy and God's grace, and God loves you. And don't you sit in here tonight and think I'm telling you, or laying down some law to you, I'm not telling you. What I'm trying to do is get you to look at the Bible and look at the Scripture and search out these things, see if they're right. You'll find they're right. You know, when Paul preached to them, it says they searched the Scripture. When they heard the message that was preached to them, and they turned from their evil ways to the Lord, and God had mercy upon them. You know what he's saying about the fellow that went down to Samaria? You know, whenever he went down to Samaria, there was a boy followed him about. I think it was Simon. He followed him about. When he seen the miracles that he was doing, because he gave himself out as some great one. And it says he bewitched the people with sorcery. They were able to do sorcery. They're still able to do it. They're able to tell you your fortune. They're still able to do it. Some of them's real fortune tellers. Can't really tell you your fortune. It's supernaturally. Now, I'm not saying it's of God, but listen carefully. But there's some a lot of fakes too. It's only money business to them. And they say, I see this for you. I see something else for you. You know, I heard a story told one time. A man, he was took up into court. And he was tried because he said he was a far seaman. And they advised the businessman on a big venture that he should do. And the man's business collapsed and he lost all he had. And he took your boy to court because your man, he had given what would you call financial advice. And when they took him up to court and all, the RIM, the judge says to him, how would you describe yourself? And he stood up and he said, Your Honor, I'm a far seaman. And he says, you're a far seaman. He says, what do you mean by a far seaman? He says, I can see very, very far into the future. He said, oh, can you? Oh, he said, I can. He said, well, I want you to do something for me. I want you to go over that window and look out and describe to me what you see. Oh, he said, I'm not joking. Go to the window. So he went to the window and he looked out and says, now describe what you see. He says, I see blue sky and the sun shining. I see people walking about in birds flying. Right? And green grass, he says. Now look, there's a park out there and the seats and people sitting with shades over their heads and stuff. I said, can you see anything else? Well, I can't really. Well, he says to him, I'm going to give you 12 months. He says, I'm going to give you 12 months in jail. He says, you didn't see that coming. Give him the dip. Just they say one time the boy was up in court and the judge gave him 3 months and he said, I could do it standing on the head. He said, I'll give you now a fee and get you back on your feet. Far sea man.
Yep.
There's plenty of far sea men today.
Right.
But don't you be deceived.
Amen.
When he saw the decline in the morals. And you know today there's some decline. Divorce is a common thing. It's a common thing to live together and not be married.
Right.
That's a common thing today. Now listen, the things now, don't you think I'm picking on you or saying somebody, listen to what I'm telling you today. That's the way it is. And the only person that can change that's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And you can't start to tongue people or lay down a law to people, because you could speak a word out of season and it'll do more harm than it'll do good. A word spoken in season, how thick is it? This takes a word in season. It has to be the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
If it's not the Holy Ghost, you can't do. You'll never save a person. You can't save anybody. All you can do is present the gospel. And if God, that Holy Spirit, doesn't move, there'll be nothing take place. And if God, if they're not ordained to eternal life, they won't come to eternal life. I believe, like Gary said, God died to save all, but all's not going to be saved. Because you look at this Bible, when Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, and it says they were struck in the heart, and they said, what must we do? What did he say to them? He said to them, repent.
Amen.
And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. What does he read on down? What does it say? And it said that God added that day 3,000 souls that were ordained to life. Ordained to life. You know, remember, God does the final judgment. The sheep and the goats. There's some are ordained to life and some are not. And there's coming a day, it says, when they're going to wonder whose names were written in the book of Lamb's book of life. Whenever God picks the bride out, the rest are going to wonder whose names was in the book. Because of the left here. I think the foolish bride will be saved, the foolish virgin will be saved. Because they go through the tribulation because they didn't accept the message that was brought to bring them out. They stayed with the way they were. They thought they were said, well, we're all right. We don't need that. Oh, now, if I was sticking the broad on them, I'd straighten them out and all the things. Sure you would. You know, I heard men saying, the Lord come to them, the Lord said this to them, and they asked the Lord, and they asked the Lord. That was a prophet saying, sing that, because Brother Branham, when he was in the car with Brother Biscoe, and the angel come in between the two of them and sat down between the two of them, and Eddie Biscoe realised there's something going on, and he looked over Brother Branham, and he says Brother Branham's face was a great colour and his beard was sitting out, and after the presence left he said, Brother Eddie, it's the same thing every time, he says, you feel like you could die. What would you say if an angel of the Lord walked in here this evening? I believe there's angels in here, but we can't see them when they're not your life. But if you could see them when they're not your life, would you ask any questions to them? I don't think we would. I think it would scare you. I think it would scare you. What was the first thing the angel said to Brother Brown? Fear not. I'm come from standing in the presence of God.
Yeah.
What did he say to Daniel? Fear not, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved of the Lord.
Yeah.
Boy, that was some consolation, wasn't it? You know, whenever he talked with him, he said he was on his hands and knees, there remained no strength in him. And he says he sent a man to, that was Ezekiel said, he felt no strength within him, and he sent him for to take a coal with off the altar and touch his lips and strengthen him.
Amen.
People talk a lot of things, they talk some things they don't really know nothing about. You know, sometimes we're inclined to say things we maybe shouldn't say. But I want to say this evening, we should be rejoicing that our names are, I believe your names is in the Lamb book of life. I believe it's been there from the foundation of the world. If it wasn't there, you know, when God made the heaven and the earth, there's not one thing that's on the earth today that wasn't in the earth when he made it.
Right.
We were there when he made it. We had to be, or we'd never been here. All seed was in the earth. And you know, the Bible says that God blessed Levi. For he says he blessed him when he met Abraham. And Levi didn't come till after Aaron. But he said he was yet in the lines of his father Abraham when God met him. There you are. God knew him before he ever come here. What did he say to Jeremiah? He said, I ordained thee a prophet to the nations before thou wast born. He said, when you're in the womb, he says, I knew thee. He says that he courted my substance. He knew them. They were wrote in his book when they were still in the lower parts of the earth, when he courted them like milk and cheese. As yet they weren't brought forth, but when they were brought forth, they were manifest. He was a prophet from the womb, and Brother Branham was a very same. Now you say to me, and I listen very carefully what I'm going to say to you. Brother Branham had to be born again just like me and you. Why? Because he just was a man like me and you. But he was a man that God put his hand on. He was a man that God chose to do the work that he come to do. And nobody else could do that work. Nobody else can do the work that you have to do. You have to do it yourself. You have to know for your own self what God wants you to do. You have to go, I can tell you now, don't you do this, don't you do that. But the Lord may tell you different. And you know, someone will come up and they'll say to you, I have a word from the Lord for you. And they'll tell you something you've never heard before. But now, if God has spoke to you, and sort of in your own self, and you feel within your own self, and someone comes along and says, look, I feel the Lord's telling me, and tells you the exact same thing, then it's confirmation for you. But if he comes along and tells you something different that he hasn't told you before, when you wonder why he didn't tell you, if he told somebody else. Now, if I wanted to buy something in the shop, there's no point in me telling you to go and buy it from him. I'm going to have to do it myself. Or if you come along and say to me, would you like me to get you, say, a pint of milk from the shop, and I'd say that would be great, would you do that? That's a different thing. Well, God will let you know. Right down through. Now, I better get on to this here. I meant to get this watch out now. I should have had it out, but wait till I see what way the time goes. I don't want to keep you too long. Wait till I get a look. I always have to decipher what side of the watch is what. It's coming up 7:10, is that right? Is that right? Right. I don't want to keep you too long now because the wind's and all. Well, I know you're off to school tomorrow, but still with all you left. I don't want to keep you too long. Now listen. You know, you hear so much talk on today, and you turn on TV, and you see this stuff on TV, and they're singing songs to the Lord. You'd think they're singing. One man said, an old man said, it was very true what he said. He said you'd think they were singing to their boyfriend or their girlfriend. You wouldn't think they were singing to the Lord. And you come on and be a whole sledging match. Now I'm not against music or against guitars. Don't misunderstand me. But you hear all this stuff and they're going, healing their heads and going and they're going like a puppet on a string. And listen. And you see it on and you see some lady and she's pulled up real tight up in here and it's going down with a V like that there. And all, and you see somebody coming on and not to his trousers. You wonder how he breathes.
Right.
How does he breathe? Now, lady, think about it yourself. And all. And you, that's wrong. There's a Muslim guy on the television, and he took a Bible. A Muslim. A vice, what do they call them, vice speaks in the man, or what do we call them, speaks in the Muslim thing to them, out of the Quran. He took a Bible. And he started about Barack Obama. And boy, I tell you something, you know, he said the truth. I said, you claim to believe the Bible. He said, you don't believe the Bible. I can prove to you. He says, if you don't believe it, well, you deny what's in it. How do you believe it? He says, you don't believe it. And he went right over all the whole list of things. Laid it out to him. And you know, it was right what he said. He was telling him the truth. And he said, you gentlemen, and your slick trousers, like you pulled over you that tight, you have to slide into them.
Right.
Two sizes too wee for you. You know, then there's the opposite. There's the butt away down to the back of your legs. There used to be a group of boys come round to Wellsworth and they come with skateboards. They had the trousers must have been near, the bottom must have been near at their ankles. Big baggy trousers. I had a look to stop one of them and said to them, boy, your trousers are far too tight, aren't you? You know, you're to be modest. Brother Brown Billy Paul say when his dad took him to buy him the shoes, he didn't buy him the real pointy ones and he didn't buy him the real square ones. He bought them in between. Modesty. In the middle of the road. It's the same with dress. The middle of the road. Now look, don't go out and say now that man's preaching at us because he thinks we're not there. Yeah, I think you're very well dressed. You're all right. Nothing wrong with that. But look, don't let the devil. You know, it's very easy for the devil to say, oh, that boy said such a thing. He's getting at me. I'm not getting at anybody.
Yeah.
I'm I'm only pointing him. Now listen. It said when Brother Branham got a preview of the bride. And he said, here come this group. And he said they were playing. It was rock and roll they were playing. And he said to the front of them had very little on them, like a fig leaf. And he said he was sick in his heart. He felt like sick. And he said, is this what the man of God has worked for? Is this what they have worked for? And he said when they passed them by, the back parts of them was naked. He said he didn't know what he was going to do. He said he felt so that there. Now John told a thing in here one Sunday morning, I don't know why you mind or not, he said he seen about the three and the thus wasn't dying and they couldn't impart them. You can't separate them. Because the real thing, the thing about the real genuine elect cannot be deceived. Do you understand what I'm saying? They can't be deceived. But the two's intertwined. Why? Because the enemy sowed the seed in the field while the good man slept while he was away. He sowed the seed. And the enemy, he come and he sowed the seed. And the servant said, shall we rip it up? And he said, no, lest you pull up the wheat with it. Let them grow to the harvest time, to the end time. We're in the lotus seed age. We're at the end time. Now you know in Baal, and they had these temples of Baal. And they had the temples and they had male, you know what? And they had women, you know what? And they intermingled, and that's how they got the sacrifices that they passed their children through the fire to the god Moloch and Molem. And that's how they passed it through. Jeremiah talks about, he says, they gathered sticks for to bake cakes to who? To the Queen of Heaven. That's where you got your hot cross buns from. And they still carry on that tradition today. But you tell them to carry on some of the traditions that's from the Bible. And they say, oh, that's how you're fighting. Oh, Paul was a woman hater. That's where they got it from. Well, and as a young fella, we practice some of that stuff too. We used to practice after birth of the cow hanging on a hawthorn. Had to be hung on a hawthorn. Now, I remember one time just throwing over the wall into the dung pit. Hey, no, we better get it out. Has to be hung on a thorn. The god of fertility. Where did it come from? The Druids. Where was the Druids? It was a stepped up worship of Baal. They worshipped Baal Poor. Where did they get the calf from? Baal Poor. What did they have in their temples? They had a temple where they had a big rock and roll party that ended up for. That's the way I'll put it to you. So you know what they had. That's what they had. And you know the day they want to run back down what is Europe, they're running that straight down into it headlong. Headlong into it as hard as they can. We're at the end time. When they pass by, she was naked. You know what the Bible says here? The Bible says, when down here it says, because thou sayest I am rich and increased with goods. That's verse 17. And have need of nothing. Knowest thou not that thou art wretched and miserable, poor, blind, and naked? Naked. No clothes on. Now you have to have a garment. And that garment's a robe of righteousness. Pure and white. That's what the saints were red in. They were red and white. Fine linen. Clean and white. It's a robe that only God can give you. Hallelujah. The clothes that you go down into the grave with, whenever the time comes, they'll probably be decayed away. But I'll tell you, if Jesus comes while you're still alive, the clothes of son, you'll change to that garment, to that white, spotless garment.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. To all our faint I know nothing but the blood of Jesus. They were naked, they didn't know it. They're naked today and they don't know. They're naked today and they don't know it. Come along and hear Armand. Armand's a good bond. Why are they sitting in their place? They claim to have the Holy Ghost. Yet with all their dress code's not right. Stuff's not right, but yet with all the claim they're anointed. You know, Peter said that come a day it pour out a spirit upon all flesh. So there has to be a ripening. So the same sunshine and the same rain that ripens the wheat, ripens the weeds. And you can't separate them. Brother, do you say, do I know what's the wheat and what's the wheat? No, God knows. I won't take it even unto them to decide what is a wheat or what's a wheat. Let them alone. Let them till they go to the end. Then you'll know. Let him that's righteous be righteous. Let him that's filthy, let him be filthy. That's what God says. And God says there, she's naked, naked. And thou counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire that thou mayest. It says that thou mayest be rich in white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and thy shame of thy nakedness do not appear. When they come forth, they'll come forth naked. They'll come forth from the grave the same as the day they were born, no clothes, naked. But those that are saved and right with God shall come forth clothed in righteousness. You'll have a robe of righteousness. It says that when we see him, we shall be like him. When Peter and them seen him on the Mount of Transfiguration, what did they say? Didn't they say that his raiment shined? It was whiter, whiter than a fuller soup could make it. It was white. That was righteous, but whenever that lifted up again, they just saw him in the clothes that he had on. So you see, God's going to clothe the saints. You know what the Bible says? Precious is the death of the saints in the sight of the Lord. Why, I tell you, God knows. Don't you think that God has forgotten about you? Or he didn't know about you. He knows about you. Don't you think that God doesn't care for you? He cares for you. Says that God, this is the greatest verse in all the Bible. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You take down the day. You take the day what they have done the day. You take the day of stand. They want a gay marriage to be legal. They want that a man can marry a man and a woman can marry a woman. Now, I'm not going to name any names or talk about anything. But do you think if Ian Paisley had been here, some of these things that took place today would have happened? I don't think it would. I think he'd been up in arms against it. But I want to say this now. I'm not picking on to me. Ian Paisley to me was a godly man. But now I have my own ideas. But I think he never should have teamed up with Sinn Féin. He never should have teamed up with him. Light has nothing with darkness. You see, the man that was is not here now. He never repented. No record of him repenting. He went down. He'll come up the same way he went down. Yes. Brother Brown said if he was a liar when he went down, he'd come up a liar. If he was a murderer when he went down, he'd come up a murderer. He said Samuel went down a prophet, and when he was called up to the witch of Endor, he came up as a prophet. That's how they come up. That's why we need to be regenerated by the Holy Ghost. That's why you must be born again. Let me say something to you this evening. Don't go to this house this evening and say that man didn't tell me that I needed to be saved. You need to be born again by the Spirit of God. If you're not born again, some people said, oh, I listened to Brother Branham, but then you couldn't hear the message. And not well, I will I tell you. If you listen to some man, you might have a message and not hear about born again. But if you listen to Brother Branham, you never listen one message that he'll not tell you of your need of a Saviour. Not one time. You listen to him. You make a point, you listen to that message. If you've got it or got it in book form, you read it. You read it. Recognizing the message on your day. Recognizing it. I'm telling you today, people need to hear that message. That's why there's a storehouse left so that they can hear. And don't you pick what someone's interpretation of what he said. Forget about that. That's all right. Someone, that's dead on. That there alone. That's no, comes along and says that's all right. I never go by any of them things. I don't listen to any of that stuff. I go to Brother Branham's message. I listen to what he said. I read what he said along with my Bible. And you know, every time he pointed you to one place, he pointed you to Christ. And many times on tape did he not say, he said, you know, I'm waiting for something. I'm waiting for him. He says, I'm just your brother. If I could heal you, I would do it. But he says, I can't do nothing for you. He pointed you to the only Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, God had made provision for you to be clothed. They were naked. They didn't know it. Not only that, look, the abortions, murder, the flesh of the womb. Murder, look the many abortions there has been. Do you know what they said one time? 10 years or 11 years ago, I read it on a paper. Said if you want a gay holiday, come to the gay capital of the world. Where was it? London. If you want a gay holiday, I tell you today, it's a sad state of affairs. We're at the end time. We're living for the coming of the Lord. James said, the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Establish your hearts there. The only way you can establish them is establish them in God's word. May God bless you. May God help you. And may God clothe every one of us in that robe of righteousness. And if anyone's in this house this evening, young or old, if you're not right with God, I mean if you're not born again, get right with God. You know you can come. It says, Paul said, Peter said, whosoever will. We heard it quoted this morning. That whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's God's word. It can't return unto him. God says it won't return unto him. Why? It'll accomplish that which was sent. If you receive the word and hear the word, you know, they talk today about, there's a big word they use. Now, I just know whether I can get it or not. I'm not to let it go for because I'm not going to explain it right to you. But it's a word that means that if you have received the baptism, it's a modern day teaching word. It's the word they use in these economical or ecumenical places. The what? But there's an R word they use. They've used an R word now. It's a different word even from that here that they use. And let me tell you know, your mom referred to some of the same things that here where the Catholic said she received the Holy Ghost. I read where a nun said she received the Holy Ghost. Speaking in tongues, she said it by a revolutionary store prayer life. Said it helped her greatly in her devotion to Mary. It's strange though, because it was in 18 something that they elevated Mary to the same position as the Lord Jesus. And they called Mary the Mar of God. We knew God didn't have a Mar.
Amen.
He didn't have a Mar. Jesus had a Mar. That's why we're not one. Just like Mark said this morning, Brother Brown said, if you can explain the Godhead, you've missed it. You can't explain God. God's God. And these things are coming this last day that we might know who we are. And the Bible says, try this first. And know whether they're of God or not of God. God wants you to know what's right. God wants you to know the truth. You get a man then, he comes along and tells you Brother Brown was wrong. You can know he's wrong. He wasn't wrong. It was just saith the Lord. He was God's messenger to this Laodicean age. And God sent him for one specific purpose, to hew out a bride. Now he didn't hew out all the bride. His message only hews out the bride in this age. In the ages gone by, there's bride. There's bride in Wesley's time. There's bride in Martin Luther's time. There's bride. Do you know what they said about Martin Luther? They said that Martin Luther, the thing about him was that he kept a steady head amongst all the fanaticism that rose up around about him. And did you know that they said whenever Evan Roberts was in Wales in the Welsh Revival, it says that the lunatic asylums they filled, there were so many fanatics rose up. And do you have it today to say, well, we can give you the word of the Lord. I have it in my right hand or I have it in my left hand. Moses, what was it? Chambers withstood Moses, said, you're taking too much on yourself. We can do what you can do. What did God say to Moses? Separate yourself from us. Says, come here and I'll make a nation of you. Says he fell before the Lord, and then the Lord told him, separate himself. What are there? They opened and swallowed them. And all their lot with them, their tents, their cattle, and everything that they had went down into the pit. You see where it's at? It's so close. So close. And yet withal, they deny the truth. They'll believe that. You tell them, the biggest nonsense you could think of, tell them somebody believe it.
That's right.
But you tell them the real truth. Oh, I wouldn't believe that. You know, a man said to me one day, I said, boy, it's hard to believe that somebody rises from the dead. He says, do you think they'll really rise? Do you think there'll be a resurrection? I said the will, God said the will. God rules. Jesus rose from the dead. The grave couldn't keep him. He rose from the dead. Says with a mighty triumph over his foes. Up from the grave he arose.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He arose. Amen. You know they're naked and they don't know they're naked. Isn't it a sad thing? But there's gold for them if they would come. But they're not come. Why will they not come? Because they have been too long with mama. And you know what he said? He said he would cast them into the bed. And he would kill them with death. That's what he said he would do. When the pale horse passes them, they can't get up again. Once he passes, there's no return. That's the finish of it. When the pale horse passes them. You know today, it's a good thing to know the truth. It's a good thing to be walking right. You know, some people say, well, do you think you're the only one that's right? Do you think all these people are going to be lost and you're going to be saved? No, I don't think that. I think the word of God's judging them right now. I think it's God's word that judges them. And I think that you can adhere to the scripture, and if you'll come, he'll forgive you. And if you'll ask for this here, this gold, he'll give you this gold. Says to him it overcometh.
Amen.
I'll grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I am sat down with my Father in his throne.
Amen.
How can you overcome? You only can overcome through him and through his word. That's how Jesus overcome the devil. He didn't get up to the devil and say, right, come on you by you. I'll box you or wrestle you. He said, it is written.
Right.
It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. It is written when he said, throw yourself down. He says, it is written, you'll not tempt the Lord thy God. Then he said, tell him, if you'll fall down and worship me, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. He knew he had no call to fall down to worship. He knew the kingdoms were going to fall to them anyway. When he rose from the grave, that was his. Brother Branham said, when the first drop of blood touched the earth, he said, the earth was redeemed. Blessed be the Lord. He says, remember, the blood always lies there for you. The blood of Jesus. It says we have an advocate with Jesus Christ the righteous. It says his, but if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive our sins. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Praise the Lord. A better stop for a hug. Praise the Lord. It's just gone half time now. I'll let it go with that. Praise the Lord. Hope you've got something out of it. The bride comes forth in spotless white. The false bride, she's naked. She didn't want to hear. She didn't want the truth. She wanted to live like the devil, which they're doing. She wanted to reject the truth of God's word. You know, what have the gamblers done? They've rejected the truth of God's word.
Right.
Definitely have rejected it. They've rejected it. You know, one place in America, they wanted to put up a statue of Baal Poor. And they wanted to put up a statue of Baal Poor. Some of them had worshipped Satan worshippers and all. And some of them had worshipped Baal, wanted to put up a statue of Baal Poor. And they went to the place in the garden and said, no, you can't. The people of this area will not stand for you putting up a statue of Baal Poor. So they said, well, then you'll have to pick the Ten Commandments then. Well, that's not, it were rights or whatever you say. Have to take them down. So then they took the statue, they took the thing of the Ten Commandments down. They took the Bible out of the schools. They had even Bible, they had even books in our schools teaching children about the wee Muslims. And they had wee buses bringing the wee Catholics from Craig Avenue over to the moor to see the wee Protestants.
Right.
So they could join them together. Now, I don't hate Catholics. I have Catholics who are good friends of mine now. And there's some of them good people. But they're on the wrong road. You know, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man. The end thereof is death.
Amen.
I'm telling you, they've got all that. And they there took them down. Wanted to put them up. Equal rights. There, you see in England where they want to have all these mosques, and all the pagan religions represented. All the pagan, when Earl Brown was entertained by all the religions in India, he said, if any of you men can open this, give this man a sight, then that's the God to follow. He said, can any of us come here and open his eyes? And they all sucked, nobody moved. say that the Lord Jesus, if I will give him back his sight, will you believe? And he stepped down and spoke the word to him. When he spoke the word to him, the man, I don't think he had any eyes, for he definitely couldn't see. He was a sun worshipper and he was blinded by the sun. And God healed him instantly. And he said when he healed him, they broke their gods. He said it was like a sandstorm. When they broke their gods, they broke their idols and stuff that they had. Yeah, Europe's full of idols.
Right.
Full of idols. And you take a bunch of beads and all. Hail Mary, the Arabs, they keep the beads too. Too many beads, go with the beads and all. Count the beads up in their hand. You can count beads as long as you like. You know, some of the old orange songs was right. You can stop the midnight parades and put orange shoes on when you come to your head. That's what he said. That's what, you know, some of them old things was right, what they said. You know why they said them? Because you see, there's a certain amount of truth. Just like I said, and I've said it before, I said it again. My grandma on my mom's side could sit on her hair. She's got long hair, she could sit on. But you wouldn't have thought she'd long hair, for she always kept it up with a wee ball at the back. But I can tell you something, she'd real long hair. And she'd never cut her hair in her life. I knew what she said to me one day. A woman ought not to cut her hair. And I said, why, Ronnie? Well, she says, well, the Bible says. But she couldn't tell you that you need to be born again. She didn't know that. See, you could know, unless you could know all them things. You could have long hair and not be born again. You could dress right and not be born again. But I'll tell you something. If you'll get born again, all the rest will come around. And you know, Dora Brown preached to the women in Africa, they were all down on the top of their bare to the waist. And when the Holy Ghost moved on them and accepted Christ as their Saviour, they covered their shells. Well, it won't be too long now to be running on the streets naked again. It won't be too long to be out in Nahanaw again. You know, it seemed someone put on a flash on television, some girl, she was doing something, and I said she'd be badly handed for the clothes, far too tight on her. She'd nearly been badly with Nahum. You know, people say, oh, that's an awful thing to say. Well, that's the way they are. That's the way the church is. They're naked. And they don't know it. Naked and don't know it. Naked. And don't want to do anything about it. Stay that way and go be lost. But God's now, listen, I'm not saying, I'm only telling you. And the reason I'm saying it, I know you know these things. But I'm reminding you. I'm not, now don't you go to this meeting tonight and say that man condemned. I'm condemning one person here. My honest truth tonight, I think yous are everyone beloved of the Lord. I think yous are God's children. And I say to this to you, in the name of the Lord, read his word and pray often. You don't have to make a big long prayer. There's nothing wrong with a long prayer. If you want to pray an hour, you do it. But you can pray as you walk about. You know, you can pray when you sit down. You can pray when you stand up. You can pray, you can lie down, and you can pray. David said he meditated upon the Lord on his bed. Amen. You can do it. And may God bless you. Just not for our heads, just for your come. Father God, we thank you, Lord, tonight. Father, we pray, God, that you'll bless thy word to the people tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank thee for every good gift you've provided for us. And help us, Lord, to seek after the truth and to walk after the things that are right. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless thy people tonight in this house and quicken thy word to their hearts tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we stand here tonight and sit in thy house tonight, bless the children, Lord. Open their heart to understand the truth of thy word, that they will come to thee in a young age. For Lord, thou said, remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not. And Lord, we just commit ourselves to thee tonight, from the oldest of the night to the youngest, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray now that you'll speak to our hearts even as we go from this house tonight, in the name of Jesus we pray. Lord, undertake now. Undertake for every need in this house tonight. Lord, undertake for healing tonight. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you said, you your own self, bear our sins on the tree, that we being dead to sin might live unto righteousness. By his stripes we were healed. Father, we believe it tonight. We accept it tonight. And Lord, you made provision. You said, cast your care upon me, for I care for you. And Lord, you know that need tonight. You know, Lord, every financial need tonight, Lord. You know every need in this house tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, that you meet that day tonight. Not, Lord, because we deserve it, but because you died to give us these blessings, Lord. And Lord, this bread is the children's bread. Amen. And Lord, we come to thee tonight asking bread of thee.
Yes.
And we say, Lord, give us this bread forevermore in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, I know us. That dear sister's heart tonight. And we know, Lord, how she will be praying to you, Lord, and asking the things of you. Now we pray, Father, that you will indeed confirm your word to her. And you'll bless her. And that dear brother, that boy, and that girl tonight. Every person in this house tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let the Holy Ghost speak to hearts tonight. Let him quicken thy word to hearts tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. We ask it in thy name. Lord, for we know there's no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. And Lord, we know that that stone is soon going to smite the image on the feet. And we know it's going to become as the chaff of the summer's rising floor. For Lord, your prophet said it was hewn out without hands. And it became a great mountain and it filled the whole earth. And Lord, you also said, when Peter said, he said, this is the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in the sight. And Lord, he referred to that stone. He said, this is the stone that the builder rejected, and it's become the head of the corner. Now there is there salvation in any other, for you said there was none other name given under heaven whereby man must be saved. Lord, we just ask this in Jesus' precious name. For thy glory, bless us now, Father. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. Just maybe, could we just maybe wait? Just a second or two. Praise the Lord. Just finish before Gary would come. Just quietly before the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, you said, let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. You said, believe in you. You said in your Father's house there were many mansions. You said if it were not so, you wouldn't have said. Lord, we believe they're there. Lord, we believe our loved ones are there. And will we believe, God, tonight that thou in thy mercy and through thy grace that we shall see them again. And Father, we pray tonight for that quickening of that Holy Ghost to come and to quicken that word to hearts tonight. Lord, thou art the provider. Thou art the sustainer. Thou art the one that beareth up, for you have said underneath and round about are the everlasting arms. You said you are the provider. You said, I am he that was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And you said you've the keys of hell and death, and the grave hath no power over thee. Father, quicken the truth tonight. Till every dear sister, till every dear brother. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you said, I am the Lord that loveth thee. I am he that give my body and my blood for thy redemption. You said, I am the one that was dead. You said you're alive forevermore. And oh God, we believe it tonight. We know it tonight that thou art alive forevermore. Oh God, in Jesus' name, let the quickening of the Holy Ghost be upon your people in this house tonight, that they'll be quickened unto life eternal by that great Spirit, that great Holy Ghost that raised you up from the dead. For you said that if that Spirit that raised you from the dead shall dwell in us, it shall also quicken our mortal bodies. Lord Jesus, we look to thee tonight. Behold, I quickeneth thee. Behold, I watch over thee. Behold, my hand is upon thee. Behold, I shall anoint thy head. Yea, I shall anoint thee with holy oil. I shall anoint thee with oil that will bring a gladness into thy heart. And I shall pour out of that oil upon thee. And thou shalt know that I am he that knoweth the secrets of the heart and doth rule in the hearts of men and of women. And thou shalt know that I am he that provideth for thee. For lo, they ploughed their furrows long upon my back, that I might give thee thy healing on the desires of thy heart. Therefore I say unto thee, tremble not, nor be afraid. But I say unto thee, let thy heart be established by my word, and let thy being be quickened by my word. For my spirit shall draw near to thee, even in the night watches, even while thou sleepest. Thou shalt lie down, and I shall cause my spirit to overshadow thee, and I shall cause my spirit to be upon thee, and thou shalt rise up refreshed, and thou shalt know that the Lord thy God hath visited thee. And thou shalt know that it is the Lord that quickeneth his word till every one. For I say unto thee, thou needst not fear man, neither needst thou be afeard of the enemy, for I have overcome the enemy, for I have sustained thee, for I have bared thee up, saith the Lord, and I have carried thee, for I am thy Savior. Therefore fear not, be not afraid, but only believe the thing that I have spoken to thee. Yea, thou shalt take courage in thy heart. Thou shalt take courage in my word. Thou shalt take courage unto thyself. And thou shalt delight thyself in the things of the Lord. And thou shalt meditate in my word. And yea, as thou shalt meditate in my word, I shall quicken it to thy heart. And I shall strengthen thy heart. And I shall be the bread unto thee that will cause thee to be strong. And I will multiply the things unto thee that will do thee good. And I will cause thee to walk and not fear. And I will cause thee to stand and not to faint. And I will cause thee to be that thou wilt tremble not, even at news that is not good. I will cause thee to be mighty. And I will cause thee to be an overcomer. For I have loved thee. And I have prepared for thee a house. Yea, I say unto thee, that thou art mine, that thou art my child, that thou art my only one, saith the Lord. Therefore I give myself for thee, therefore I lovest thee, therefore I crownest thee with goodness, saith the Lord. Therefore I shall renew thy strength, yea, that thou shalt mount up even with the wings of the eagle. Yea, I say unto thee, thou shalt not be weary, but thou shalt be strong. Yea, hearken to me, and I will bless thee, and show thee these things, saith the Lord thy God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we believe that you're able to do anything. And Lord, we know you can do anything. And Father, we commit ourselves to thee tonight as we go from here. Pray thy blessing on every person in this house tonight for thy glory in the name of Jesus. Lord, just help us at this time. Oh God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Don't be weary in well-doing. Don't strive one with another. Don't be strife over vain questions. But I say unto thee, set thy heart on the things that are pure. Lift up thine eyes unto the Lord. Yea, unto me from whence cometh thy help. Yea, prove me and prove my word. And I will show unto thee the mercies and the grace of my word. And I will draw thee. And I will not shove thee nor push thee. But I shall lead thee. And I will direct thy steps. Yea, I say unto thee, be not quick in thy own thinking. But I say unto thee, surrender thy thinking to me. Yea, I say unto thee, be not angry. Yea, I say unto thee, let that peace come upon thee. And yea, as thou wilt wait, yea, I will cause peace to come in thee. And I will cause a peace that thou wilt have, and thou wilt not fret. Lay fret thou thyself in no wise. For I say unto thee, the evil that is shall soon be cut off. And he that denieth me shall soon not be. But I say unto thee, thou shalt be forever, and ever, even till everlasting, saith the Lord thy God. Therefore, be of good courage. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be his name. Hallelujah. Take the name of Jesus with you everywhere you go. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it everywhere you go. Bless the Lord. Bless God. Father God, Lord, I pray for that dear sister tonight. I pray, Lord, that she'll not feel cast down in any way. But Lord, if she takes time to think on what's said, Lord, she'll know in her own heart. Oh, precious Jesus, bless her now. Bless every dear sister, especially in this house tonight. Oh God, bless all the ladies that are amongst us tonight. Lord, we call them ladies because thou hast put your hand on them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless them, Lord, quicken them. Bless them as they work with their children. Bless them, Lord, as they go out. Bless them as they come in. Bless them as they lay down. Bless them as they rise up. And oh God, be a husband unto them, Father. And oh Lord, be a husband unto us tonight as we commit our way to thee. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Lord Gareth.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
And bless God, if we thought we could sing that hymn, take the name of Jesus Christ before we close tonight. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth, and joy of heaven.